page 129, especially for gentlewomen, who were excluded from manufacture, trade, government and politics. Good works provided an excellent and improving occupation. Evangelicals gave large amounts of money and time to voluntary activity. Dr. Barnato founded a network of children's homes. The Quaker Elizabeth Ferry led in penal reform and prison visiting. Octavia Hill and George Peabody promoted improvements in working-class housing. Hannah More pioneered free schools for the poor in the rural Mendips. Anthony Ashley, Earl of Shaftesbury from 1851, campaigned on behalf of the climbing boys who were used to sweep out the vast chimneys of London's Georgian houses, shoeblacks, crossing sweepers, factory children and those in the mines. He inspected sewers and cottages, attended Parliament, chaired meetings and committees, supported philanthropic societies of all kinds, and personally wrote hundreds of letters seeking support for his reforms. He helped found the Ragged School Union in 1843. By 1867 it had 226 Sunday schools, 204 weekday schools and 207 evening schools in London alone, with a total attendance of 26,000 children who without this intervention